Welcome to another episode of Vanguard Radio. I'm your host, J. Richard Jones, and I'm pleased to be with you today. We're going to talk about something that is of interest to all of our listenership. It's about the upcoming Highway of Heroes Ontario Bike Ride 218. It takes place October 25th and 26th, and it's an important event to know about and participate and or sponsor if you have the opportunity. The Highway of Heroes ride follows the same route as the funeral convoys carrying our fallen Canadian Armed Forces servicemen and women. I'm pleased today to introduce our guest, Astrid Newland, who is Business Development with Thales Canada for the Defense and Security Division. Astrid has been a participant with the Highway of Heroes ride and is very familiar with the program, and she's here to provide us with an overview of what the experiences have been both in Canada and in Europe, what to expect, and to help us learn a little bit more about why this is such a worthy event. Astrid, welcome back to our show.
Thank you so much for inviting me back.
It's our pleasure. This ride is just so important, and it's an event that really helps to raise a lot of awareness and to support the Canadian Armed Forces servicemen and women in Canada. To begin, can you tell us a little bit about your experiences in supporting these events? And it's quite an aggressive ride. I think there's two options. It's 160 kilometers across the 401, or the option of 220 kilometers, if I'm not mistaken. Give our listenership an idea of what this is all about and what to expect.
Thanks. Absolutely. So the organization that puts on this event is called Wounded Warriors Canada, and I've been a supporter and member, I guess, for lack of a better word, of Wounded Warriors Canada for a number of years, I think 3 years now. I have completed or participated in the Highway of Heroes ride in 2016, and then I did the Battlefield ride in Europe in 2017, and this year I'm doing the Highway of Hero ride in 2018, and that will be in August, this coming August. So the Highway of Hero Rides is really about doing a ride from Trenton, from Canadian Forces Base Trenton, to Queen's Park. And we follow along, as you described, the route along where our fallen soldiers are brought, that same procession. And then, and really it's about supporting both members of the Canadian Armed Forces and members of the first responder community in their struggles with operational stress injuries or post-traumatic stress disorder. And then at the same time, we do a ride every year in Europe, the battlefield ride. And the ride I did last year was going from Canterbury, UK, to Vimy. And that is a week-long ride. So Highway to Hero, the domestic ride that I've participated in Ontario, is, you're right, between 160 and 240 kilometers, depending on the option you take. Both are incredibly difficult. It's over 2 days. So that's a lot of riding to do. And then the Battlefield ride is a five-day adventure, depending on the route. I'm thinking 500 to 600 kilometers. I don't have that exact number, but it's also a difficult ride. And there are moments in both of the rides where I'm wearing my sunglasses when I'm riding, but there are times where I'm smiling and there are times where I'm crying because I'm thinking, oh my God, this is so hard. But it's nothing compared to what our members of the Canadian Armed Forces, members of the first responder community deal with on an everyday basis. So it's a fundraiser. So to do the rides, we raise money. I've been fortunate enough to be able to raise a substantial amount, I think, with support of family and friends. I think I'm over $20,000 for Wounded Warriors Canada. I'm very proud to be able to donate that. And to me, it's a way of giving back. I was raised in a family where, you know, volunteerism is as important as education, as important as sport or music or academics. And I volunteer in a variety of ways. And one of the ways is through Wounded Warriors Canada.
Well, it's a great program. It's a chance to honor the fallen and to certainly help the living. I know when we had you on the show previously, you were talking about some of the opportunity to build friendships and the teamwork that goes on while you're on the road. I mean, it's a tough ride, and I would imagine you're preparing all year round. But can you tell us some of the on-the-trail stories and some of the experiences that you've had that have been things that really stuck with you and that you feel helped you to really grow?
Yeah, absolutely. I am not a longtime cyclist. I've been cycling since, in fact, the first Highway to Hero Rides. That was the first long ride I had ever done. And so these kind of trips are new to me, and there's lots of people who've done them before. But there's an image that comes back to me all the time, which is of a stronger at that moment rider putting his or her hand on the back of someone who's struggling and helping them up a hill or through a flat, but it's windy, or just a flat and you're just tired and you're having a hard time. And that happens, and it happened to me, but it happens all the time. And I have to tell you, when I was in France last year on the particularly long ride, I thought, these hills are never going to stop. They just keep coming and coming. And it's hard. And you go down a hill, but then going up it is just as hard. And I remember one of the guides put his hand on my back, and I swear I had to gear down. Like, I had to spin my legs faster and gear up 3 or 4 times. I could not believe the speed with which I got up that hill. It was like I was sprinting, and it was him helping me up. But I could only get through that day with the help of those people. And it wasn't, you know, sometimes it's a guide and sometimes it's a fellow rider. You know, you have moments of great moments and you have frustrating moments all at the same time. And I have to say, to me, those experiences are what bring me back to doing these kind of rides over and over again. I thrive off of doing that kind of adventure.
Well, it sounds like you're challenged, but you're also receiving a reward and volunteering at the same time. It sounds like a wonderful life experience. For those who are considering the ride, we'd really like to recommend that you consider going out. You can learn more about this at woundedwarriors.ca. But if you're not able to ride, there are other opportunities to participate as well. I'm assuming, Astrid, that there still are opportunities to be a sponsor, and maybe you can tell us a little bit more about that as well.
Absolutely. You can go to the website that you described, woundedwarriors.ca, and you can sponsor a specific rider. You could sponsor me or any other rider or team of riders. You could also sponsor the organization directly by making a monthly commitment to the organization or a one-time commitment. They're always looking for extra support, and that's terrific. I think there are probably more opportunities to support the organization, which I am not particularly familiar with, but they're on the website. But in terms of sponsoring with a financial donation, those are the ways to do it. You know, the programs that Wounded Warriors puts on to support those members suffering with PTSD and OSI have to do, there's an equine program. There's other kind of programs where it helps not just the member who is suffering with PTSD or OSI, but also the family members or the spouses. It's really they're taking a holistic approach to, you know, what are the programs that we can put together to help support these people. So it's not just for the members, it's also the family and the spouses. So, you know, to me, that's really important.
Yeah, I think it is. For the benefit of our listenership, the mission statement, there's three actually, which is to reconnect Canadians to the Highway of Heroes and those who made the ultimate sacrifice for Canada and for freedom through a unique annual cycling event. It's also to raise important mental health awareness for ill and injured Canadian Armed Forces members, veterans, and first responders. And of course, it is to raise funds to support WWC National Mental Health Programs and Services. We're speaking with Astrid Newland, and she is Business Development with Thales Canada Defense and Security Division. I'd like to invite you to come back on our show and provide us with some updates after the ride. And again, if you'd like more information, please go to woundedwarriors.ca. Astrid, thank you very much for joining Vanguard Radio today.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.